Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with Discipline. I know this does really well, so we're going to continue with Discipline until it's done. So I'll probably do a round of Discipline every day until we're finished with it. Then I can jump into Great Deceiver finally, right? So let's get started. I leave campus immediately and go to the dorm. What a horrible thing it makes me sick just thinking about. To put my thing in a guy. Ugh. Good thing you guys didn't have to see that, right? How long do you plan to follow me? Excuse me? No, excuse me. You said you didn't like me, and you're Leona's pet, so why don't you follow her? I promised Leona that I would become a girl and get you to love me. I didn't like you at first, but now my body and heart belong to you. You're a guy. How can you say that? Take a look at your crotch before you say things like that, beast. Okay, would you like to see it? Look, just talking to you. I follow Kaoru's gaze to his crotch. There's a swell pushing his skirt up. Don't show me! I look. I get so scared I kick Kaoru in the groin. Kick! He winces a bit, but is completely fine. It's okay. I don't have any balls. Ugh. Kaoru smiles at me. That's even more disgusting! Punch! It's all in the mind? Gwah! My fist jams itself into Kaoru's stomach. And when Kaoru doubles over, I try to run away. I can't have him following me around. Things get really messy. And what if I start to acquire some strange taste? No, we don't fucking want that. Grab. Oh, wait! Don't leave me here! Kaoru grabs me as I try to run away. Let go! I'm not into that! I try to get away from Kaoru. You're so mean after all the fun you had with my butt. Ugh! I was forced to do it! But a lot came out. Slam. I body blow Kaoru without a word. Knock him straight the fuck out. You're terrible. I'm so in love with you. Hey, stop crying. Let go of me. I try to shake Kaoru off of me. What if someone sees us like this? I have to get him to calm down. Then kiss me. What? If you kiss me, I'll go home. I start to panic at this incredible demand. Why do I have to do that? It seems that he totally has become a girl. Go on, kiss me a goodbye kiss. Kaoru says this and pushes his face forward. What do I do? I can't have him following me around. Should I just do it and get him to leave? Wait, but I'm finally free and now I have to kiss him? We're very close to the end. That was the fourth to the last choice. I try to get around Kaoru's demands. He's not gonna let me refuse. I have to somehow fool him and split. Okay, I will. Close your eyes and then just knock him the fuck out. Really? You're not gonna run away while I have my eyes closed, are you? I wouldn't do that. Damn, he's good. Okay, hang on a second. Kaoru's face brightens. He begins to dig around in his pockets. Spray, spray. He sprays some breath freshener into his mouth. I can smell the peppermint. Then he pulls out some lip gloss and covers his lips with it. He doesn't have to do that. Okay, I'm ready. Please go ahead. Kaoru's heart is pounding with excitement as he sticks his small lips out to me. He really thinks he's a girl. Kaoru's actions send chills up my spine. I endure my urge to run and begin to execute my plan. I put my middle two fingers into my mouth and cover them with saliva. Then I push those fingers against Kaoru's lips. Kiss. I pull my fingers away quickly so Kaoru doesn't figure it out. More! Kiss me more! Kaoru continues to push his face in my direction and asks more, more, no more. What? That's it? Yeah. Kaoru looks disappointed and opens his eyes. I kept my promise, so now go away! Okay, fine. I'll go, for now. Goodbye, my lover boy, but I'm not gonna give up that easily, you know. Kaoru says and leaves. Phew! The crisis is finally over. I sigh in relief. What are you doing here? What you doing? Miyagishi and Nonomiya happened to pass by. One crisis after the next. If they had come a second earlier, it would have been bad. Who was that girl? I've never seen her before. Huh? Her? I have no idea who she is. Oh yeah, but it looked like there was some hanky-panky going on between the two of you. Absolutely not! Your desperate denial is suspicious. Very suspicious. I bet there's something naughty going on. Whatever. They can think what they like. I leave in a hurry. Who knows what they'll say if I stick around. He ran away. Boring. They were trolling him. A lot of strange things happened, but I somehow made it through the day. I'll pretend nothing ever happened with Kaoru. Thanks to Odakawa, the test went okay today. I'm sure everything will go smoothly tomorrow. I think I'll get a good night's sleep tonight for a change. I'm relaxing when I hear a knock on my door. Who is it? You're home. The door opens and Odakawa is there. I'm sure she was worried, so she came to check on me. What were you doing? Nothing. I just got called in for something. I try to play it off. I wouldn't tell her even if my life depended on it. Well, never mind. You should review for tomorrow. I know. I will. We're in trouble if you fail even one subject. You have to pass the next two subjects. You better do well. Click, she says and leaves. Oh well, if I'm just gonna sit here, I may as well review for tomorrow. I sit at my desk and begin to review tomorrow's subjects. Even after dinner, I study to kill the time. I get into bed early to rest up for tomorrow. 10th day. It's Tuesday. We're getting really close, guys. I rustle around under the covers and feel for the alarm clock. The alarm clock is still ringing when someone comes banging into my room. They come closer to the bed and turn the alarm off for me. Come on, wake up! What? You came to wake me up again today? You don't have to do that. I'm gonna get up. I crawl out from under the covers and rub my eyes and look at Odakawa. I can't rely on you. Breakfast is ready, so hurry up and come down. Okay. She makes sure I get out of bed before she leaves the room. I yawn and give my body a big stretch. Another day of tests, but knowing that this is the last day makes me feel better. Good morning. I change, wash my face, and go to the dining room. Huh? Am I the last one again? Like yesterday, there isn't anyone else in sight. Otokawa and I are the only ones left in the dining room. That's right. Unlike you, everyone else is good about being on time. I know. I'm a sloth. I make a face at Otokawa's jab. I sit at my place and begin to eat my breakfast. Otokawa and I leave the dorm together and walk the short distance to school. Whether it goes well or not, the test will be over today. But that doesn't mean you can take it easy. As soon as we're done, we're starting to train for the game. The exams are finally over, but we have baseball next. Once we exhaust our minds, we have to exhaust our bodies. There isn't enough of me to go around. Stop whining, I'm not doing this by choice. We're doing this for all of us, and for the entire academy too. It's not a battle just to keep the baseball team in existence, you know. This is a battle to get out from under her control. Beating the social club is major significance, and on the other hand, if we lose, there'll be major repercussions. If that should happen, we'll have to continue to endure outrageous conditions until the day we graduate from this academy. Otokawa is getting really worked up. She goes on and on, her fists are clenched. It's taken 2 years to get to this point. My predecessors couldn't finish the job, so they left me to continue the battle. I'm going to win this, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my years here. This is her real motive. She may act all strong, she may play the role of the honor student, but in the end, she's just a regular girl who wants to have a more normal youth and student life. Otokawa is amazing. Listening to her passionate speech, I wish I could muster even an ounce of her courage and energy. I'm sorry, I think I got carried away. Anyway, we start training right after school today, so I hope you come. If each and every one of us gives it their all, there's no way we can lose. Good will win. No matter how evil the evil is, they will meet their end someday. We've been given an opportunity. And that's why we need to come together to brandish the hammer of justice against Leona Morimoto. Yeah. I'm being swallowed up by Otokawa's energy. I agree almost automatically. I don't want to have to continue to live under these conditions until I graduate either. If possible, I want my old student life back. In order to have that, we need to do something about Leona Morimoto, like Otokawa says. I have to trust Otokawa right now and concentrate on the match. When we get to the classroom, everyone is reviewing for the exams like yesterday. But everyone looks less stressed out since this is the last day. I get to my seat, put my bag down, and sit. Hey, how's it going? Sudo comes over. It's going great. I don't think I have to worry about getting a black mark. How are things going for you? Me? Great. I could get a perfect score if I wanted to. Really? I listen half-heartedly to Sudo bragging. I'm sure he's up to no good as usual. Oh, there's the bell. Good luck, bro. Sudo pats me on the back and goes back to his seat. Okay, everyone take your seats. When the bell finishes ringing, the teacher walks in the room. This is the last day of testing. I hope you'll all do your best. The door opens and Leona Morimoto appears. Is she going to sit for the test again today? She's just going to turn in a blank sheet anyway, so why does she even bother to come? Oh. Miss Morimoto, I'm so happy you came again today. The teacher's face twists as she tries to win Leona's favor. Leona ignores the teacher and walks right by her. She takes her seat at the brand new desk behind me. Good morning. Good morning, I answer Leona hesitantly. Okay, let's begin the test. You have 50 minutes. Illegal activities are strictly forbidden. Guess that means you can't rob the bank today. Please begin when everyone has been given a test. If you have any questions, raise your hand. And so the curtain opens on the second day of exams. Let's see. I turn over the test and begin to work on the questions. Like yesterday, I answer the questions with ease and fill in the answer sheet. I breeze through the first hour and the second hour, too. Okay, you can leave once you hand in your answer sheets. Phew, it's finally over. I pass my answer sheets forward, put my pen down, and stretch. 2 days of testing finally finished, but I don't get to relax. We have to begin training for the baseball game right away. Okay. I clean off my desk and stand up. You can't go home yet, Hayami-kun. We have to do our club activity today. Otokawa sees me and reminds me. I know. I'm not leaving. Then let's head out to the field. Yes, yes, you're so rough on me. I grumble as I prepare to go out there. Practicing already? Leona stands up and calls out to Otokawa and I. That's a secret. You're the enemy. I don't have to tell you anything. Otokawa answers Leona with attitude. There are daggers coming out of her eyes. Look at you. That attitude of yours is going to change come game day. So I guess I'll let it go for now. Heh. Well, good luck, at least. Leona turns her back on Otokawa, who is standing there, seething, and walks out of the room. Come on! Otokawa has nowhere to direct her anger, so she lets it out on me. She grabs my hand and pulls me. Hey, you don't need to pull so hard. I'm coming. Otokawa and I reach the Bible study room, which is the temporary baseball club room. We begin a strategy meeting. Everyone else comes too. Today we will begin training in earnest. Okay, everyone. Now that the exams are over, we're going to start doing some serious work as the new baseball club. We're temporary members for the purpose of the game, but I hope you'll still give it your all.
私たちの中の一人でも気を抜けば、それがチーム全体に影響するということを忘れないでね。
Baseball is a team sport. If any one of us slacks off, it will affect the entire team. Don't forget that. Odakawa looks into each and every one of us as our... Excuse me. Odakawa looks into each and every one of our faces as she speaks.
私からはそれだけよ。他に誰か言いたいことがある人は言って。
That's all I have to say. If anyone has anything to say, go ahead. Can I ask you a question? Takigawa raises his hand. What is it, Takigawa-kun? We need to practice for sure, but what about information on our opponents? If we know nothing about the other team, how can we come up with a strategy? Fujiwara has looked into that.Will you share with us? Yes! Fujiwara stands up. I'd like to present the information on Leona Morimoto's team that was retrieved by the Bible Study Group Intelligence, also known as BSGI, I guess. Let's start with the players. Leona Morimoto, of course, and the vice president of the social club and the student committee, Ren Himeki. The two chairs of the public morals committee, the Nishizaki sisters, Yuri and Momone. Yeah, I did Momone. And the secretary, Shige Ito.The tennis club president, Kumi Yamanaka, the swimming club president, Saki Yamagata, and the film club president, Mayumi Todo. Those are the players that we can count on. It's all girls, they're mocking us. We'll show them what men can do.I think we're at about the same level, but we have Odakawa and Miyagishi, so I think we have the advantage. But that's only 8 people. Takigawa counts the names that were presented on his fingers. That's right, who's the last person? The last person is the issue. What do you mean, who is it? Spit it out!Her name is Linda Hamilton. She's their secret weapon. What kind of name is that? How do you spell that anyway? Someone remove this idiot from this room. She's a foreigner, of course. Does she go to school here? I think there's a Russian exchange student in the second year, but other than that, I don't know of any foreigners. It's pretty obvious. Leona Morimoto brought her over from America just for this game. She should be officially enrolled here as of today.So that means she's got some baseball skills. This is just a rumor, but she's known as a prodigy in the States. She can hit, she can throw, she's good, even by major league standards. Sounds fishy. Even for an American, are there really girls like that?Yeah, I bet it's all lies anyway. I mean, she's a girl. There's no way she can match up to a guy. But you can't even match up to Odakawa. That has nothing to do with this. What we do know is that she's really good. I'm not positive, but curves, shoots, forks, sinkers, and sliders. And knuckleballs, palm balls, change-ups, split-fingered fastballs. With those 9 pitches and her 150-kilometer-an-hour fastballs, she's a genius. Kilometer. It's gotta be all rumors. There's no way a girl can throw that fast. And if it were true, I bet she's so muscular she looks like a freak. But if it is true, we're in trouble. None of us can hit a ball like that. There aren't many of us who can hit Otakawa's balls. I can't. I'll even bet on it. There's no way I can hit it. Me neither. Oh, here we go. I can hit it. If I have to, I can use my special Assassin X hitting technique to blast her into oblivion. I can hit it too. Ditto. I'm not sure. I don't have much confidence. I can hit it too. Wow, very close to the end. Oh, did you catch Isobe's sickness? Miyagishi takes a jab at me. Why does she have to pick on me? Notomiya's talking crap too. If I have to hit the ball, I will hit it. No matter what it takes. Acting all macho. I'm not going to let you forget this. Miyagishi looks at me and mocks me with her eyes. Heh, I fully intend to step up to the plate when the time comes. I can't guarantee any results, but... To be honest, the only people... The only people who even stand a chance of hitting her balls are me and Otakawa. No matter how good our pitcher and even... Let's try that one again. No matter how good our pitcher, and even if no one can hit a hit, can... One more time. No matter how good our pitcher, and even if no one can get a hit off of her, we can't score unless we get hits. If this pitcher is as brilliant as she is, she's going to be able to hit Otakawa's pitches with ease. What are you trying to say? That even useless idiots like you are gonna have to score somehow. I can't help it if I can't get a... I can't help it if I can't get a hit off her pitches. Then you're just gonna have to get hit by one. Are you serious? We're talking about 150 kilometers per hour. If I get hit by a ball like that, it could kill me. Then die. You're horrible. I don't like pain. I'm not saying the girls should do that. We have 3 guys. If they sacrifice themselves each time they're up, that's enough. This is nonsense. Everyone, calm down. We don't know if this is all true or not. Otakawa sees that the conversation is deteriorating and tries to calm us all down. We're not getting anywhere sitting around having a strategy meeting. We need to get out onto the field and practice. We get use of the field starting today. I agree fully. I don't want to play baseball theoretically. Baseball is meant to be experienced physically. It's not very convincing coming from Isobe. We'll need the uniforms then. I have them ready. Endo and Nonomiya hand the girls their uniforms. Wow, not bad. Right? We designed them together. But these don't really say baseball. Girls ought to look feminine. Sure, but a skirt? Now that she mentions it, the uniforms have skirts, not pants. I think they're fine. They're cute, too. Pervert, you're thinking nasty thoughts, aren't you? No, I'm not. You're so rude. You're the one who's rude. Those are girls' uniforms. What about the guys? Yeah, show us ours. There aren't any. My mouth falls open at her response. It's too much for me to take care of the guys' uniforms. But... it's okay, you can wear the baseball club uniform that Isobe has on. No way, we have to use the old ones? Deal with it. Besides, you're in this team only because we didn't have enough people. We realize that we really don't have a choice. We borrow some old uniforms from Isobe and go to practice. You guys go ahead on out to the field. Why? So we can get changed, of course. Why? Are you planning on watching us get dressed? Okay, we're leaving. It would be quite a sight seeing this many girls change. As I imagine this, I'm reminded of the time I was taken captive by the tennis club and assaulted. We change into our uniforms and go out to the field. We killed some time doing warm-up exercises in the wide open field. Exams just having ended, there aren't that many people out. This is great! It's great to be in a uniform out here breaking a sweat. I finally feel like the baseball club is a reality. Then what was it up until now? I can't believe I'm hearing this from the baseball club president. If we're out here, I wonder where Leona's team is practicing. Who cares? She can get her hands on anything she wants. She doesn't have to practice here at school. She can practice on a state-of-the-art facility with man-made grass. Tokugawa is right. If she wanted to, she could buy an entire baseball field. Thanks for waiting. After a while, the girls come out to the field in their brand new uniforms. Wow! We all gasp at the sight of the very un-baseball-like uniforms. The uniforms are white with a red cross on the chest with the word Crusader on the back. They totally look like medieval crusaders. Quite contrary to this image of purity, their light skirts are extremely short. I can't believe they chose such light material for a sport that involves so much movement. Their underwear is definitely going to show. Hey guys, stop staring at our legs, perverts. How can she say that? How are we supposed to help ourselves if they're dressed like that? Exactly! I don't think the skirts are such a good idea. I never imagined we'd be in skirts. I don't want people to see anything. Otokawa keeps pulling on her skirt. Wait, could she be wearing nothing over her panties under her skirt? That'd be pretty bad for Otokawa. She is the pitcher. When she's pitching, her panties are going to be totally exposed. Hang on a second, forget about the opposing team. We're only going to be able to see her backside if we're out in the field. That means that the only person on our side that can see anything is Isobe, the catcher. Damn. Why are you getting so heated? No, nothing. Arakawa's voice jolts me back to the present. No, the most important thing here is that we win. I should be thinking about Arakawa's panties. Let's start practicing. And so our first day of practice began. We confirm our positions and the people who have experience fill us in on the details of our responsibilities. Isobe proves extremely useful. Even though he has no practical experience, he has lots of knowledge. Miyagishi goes over the details of batting. It's hard to believe she's been able to get so good by hitting balls at the batting cages. The defense focuses on infield. We're not putting much faith on the outfield, so that goes quickly. Our guardian angel, Saki Arakawa, continues to throw pitch after pitch, getting better and better. Arakawa can't stop thinking about this. Linda Hamilton, she's throwing even better than the other day. Isobe is influenced by her drive, and he doesn't even seem to be fazed by her panties. As we're practicing intently, I notice a girl walking over to us. Who is that? Huh? What's up, Hayami? He follows my gaze and looks in the same direction. I watch this person coming closer. I stop what I'm doing to get a better look. At first, I think it's Leona Morimoto because this person's hair is as pretty as Leona's blonde hair and her breasts are as large. But as the person gets closer, I see that it isn't Leona Morimoto. This person is definitely not Japanese. Her breasts are definitely larger than Leona's. They're in league with Himeki's. Hey, look! Some blonde Caucasian is coming this way. Takigawa stops and looks. Who is this person? Judging from the way she's headed straight toward us, she must want something with us. A foreigner? Could it be? Maybe it's Linda Hamilton. I look at her and ask Takigawa, who is equally taken. No way! How can anyone with that body throw anything? It's anime magic. I'm positive the real Linda Hamilton is all muscular like a guy. And look, those breasts are giant American sized. You can't play baseball with tits that big. I don't think big breasts have anything to do with it. Arakawa has big breasts too. She comes right over to us and calls to us like she knows us. Hey, she's talking to us. I know that, but I can't speak English. Leave this to me. Takigawa starts talking to this mystery blonde nervously. Hello, my name is Takigawa. What the hell? Even a little kid can say that. Don't worry, I can speak Japanese. She answers Takigawa's juvenile English in Japanese. Oh, I was gonna show off my native English. Stop telling such bad lies. Anyway, it seems she can speak Japanese. So, who are you? What do you want with us? My name is Linda Hamilton. I just got here and I was looking around and I saw you playing baseball. No way! There's no way Linda has a nice body like you. I'm not going to be fooled, you fake Linda. What is he saying? Don't worry about it. He's just a little confused. What are you doing? Stop slacking off in practice. Arakawa sees Takigawa and I taking a break and comes over. Who's this? This is the mysterious Linda Hamilton. I'm Linda Hamilton. Nice to meet you. So you're the mysterious Linda. So you came over to spy on us? No, I didn't come to spy on you. Uh-huh, yeah, sure. Then why don't you show us your pitch? That's easy. Miyagishi didn't expect her to say okay. She's a little shocked by her response. Then let's see it. No problem. Linda takes the ball from Miyagishi and heads to the mound. Are you sure it's okay to ask her to do that? She doesn't seem to think it's a problem, so why not? Besides, I'm not sure she won't throw it too hard. She's not going to show her opponents her skill. She's not that stupid. Hey, Takigawa, make sure you capture this with your speed gun. Okay, I'll expose her for what she really is. There's no way that girl can throw 150 kilometers per hour. Takigawa picks up his speed gun. Okay, I'll catch it, so you go on and do your worst. Isabe puts on his catcher's mitt and signals Linda. Okay, then I'm gonna throw for real. Linda slowly winds up. Stomp. She swings her arm largely and whips her arm around, shaking her large breasts. Whoosh! Bzzz! The ball leaves her hand and flies straight towards Isabe at an incredible speed. It's obvious even to the naked eye that it's much faster than Otokawa's pitch. The ball looks like it's traveling straight, but just before it reaches home base, it sinks and falls into Isabe's mitt like it's being sucked in. Slam! What the hell is that freak ball? It changed speeds! It looked like a fork to me. That is the split-fingered fastball. When Roger Gray invented it, it was called a magical pitch and was widely feared. Unlike a fork, it doesn't lose a lot of speed, so you don't see a major change, but in her case, it dropped quite a bit. Otokawa looks shocked. Otokawa's pitching is damn good, but Linda's throw has definitely shaken Otokawa. So how fast was it? Tokugawa has been silent. I ask him. 151 kilometers. Tokugawa looks at the number displayed and says with a shocking voice. A shaking voice. Well, it's shocking too, right? Linda lived up to all of the rumors. ...151 kilometers an hour! Even a guy can't throw that fast. So the rumors are true. What are we going to do, Otokawa? We don't stand a chance. Even I don't think I can say I can hit her ball with any confidence. That doesn't mean we can just give up. It's fine. If we stick together, we do have a chance of winning. Otokawa tries to boost our morale, but after seeing that, we're all pretty down. What's wrong? Why do you all look so depressed? Linda asks us innocently. She knows nothing. You I'm looking forward to playing baseball with you. Japan is very straight at baseball, so I have a lot of faith in you. Oh, I don't want to interfere with your practice, so I'll be going now. Goodbye, I wish you the best. Linda says and walks away. Wishing us the best? She just came to show off. But we're lucky to have been able to see her throw before the game. If we hadn't seen it, we would have been pummeled. You're right, we have to get more serious about our practice. You need to get Daryl Strawberry or Ken Griffey Jr., who were actually still playing ball around this time, you know, when the game came out. But now that we've seen her throw, do you think we have the ability to fight back? Everyone grows silent and the air gets heavy. I think the guy should start working on getting hit by the ball. But... Are you trying to kill us? It's 150 kilometers an hour. 150! If we get hit by that, we'll die. Worrying about it all is a waste of time. Let's continue to practice and we'll come up with a strategy tomorrow. We agree with Odokawa's plan reluctantly and resume practicing. This kind of a blow on day one is damaging. The future does not look good. It's not good to be in this state of mind before the game even starts. We all try to forget about it and focus on practicing. Home! We're exhausted from practicing. We finally make it back to the dorm. We're gonna be exhausted by game time if we train this hard. Odokawa disappears into the kitchen to make dinner for us. How could she have any energy left? So do you have any specific ideas? As soon as we start eating, Miyagishi asks Odokawa. I do. It's what I wish I... Is what I wish I could say, but for now our only option is to practice our butt off so we can get a hit off her. Odokawa looks dejected, unusual. But I don't think we can do it in this short of a time. And no matter how hard they try, you can't expect anything from Nonomiya or Hayami. Those words sting, but I have nothing to say. I can hit that ball easy. Don't you think that if we apologize to Leona, she'll pretend nothing ever happened? No way! I stop eating when I hear Miyagishi say this. There's no way she'd let it go. Besides, then she'd exploit our weaknesses. Who knows what she would do to us? Then you can take responsibility and deal with it. After all, we all got dragged into this. You're right about that. I have nothing to say to that. Odokawa got dragged into this too. It's only because of their generosity that we got this far. We can't back down now. Sure, it's possible that if we apologize, she'll let it go. But I bet we'd regret it until the day we graduate. If I'm gonna have any regrets anyway, the least we can do is try. Besides, it's not definite that we're gonna lose. We're already in this. I plan to fight to the end.
やってあげるけどさ。このまま練習しても結果は変わらないと思うけどな。
If that's how you feel, then we're with you. But I don't think the practicing is going to change anything. Miyagishi doesn't look convinced as she goes back to eating. I'll think of something. Kanada, who's been silent till now, speaks up. What do you mean? I will make it so that Otokawa can throw just as well as Linda. You can do that? Really, Kanada? I know it's you, but can you really? There's some robotic technology that I think we can use. It's nothing great, so I don't want you to get your hopes up too much. Well, of course we're going to get our hopes up. I don't know what you're thinking, but so long as we have no other options, your secret weapon is our only hope. Yeah, I'm not so sure about the science club, but I'll do what it takes to better our odds. We're counting on you, Kanada. Let me know if there's anything I can do. Okay, I'll start working on it right away. Kanada gives us hope. We eventually calm down and finish our dinner. After dinner and a bath, I fall into my bed and sigh. I hear a knocking. It sounds like it's coming from the wall between mine and Kanada's room. Is she telling me to come over? I guess I have to. I get off the bed and go to Kanada's room. It's Hayami. Come in. I open the door and go in. Did you call me? Yes, there's something I need you to help me with. I see all kinds of notes and technical manuals spread over her table. Sure, but what do you need me to do? You said you'd do whatever you could to help. Kanada smirks and says, if there's anything I can do, then... Kanada says, and sits on the table and spreads her legs. Lick me. What? I'm in shock. What for? If I work while you're licking me, I'm more productive. This isn't fair. You said you'd do anything, right? So shut up and start licking me. Don't you want to help Otokawa? It's fine if you're saying you can't. I can stop working too. Fine, fine. I give up. I get down on my knees in front of her crotch. Now lick it good. I endure the humiliation. I stick my tongue out and move closer to her crotch. I start to run my tongue over her mound, over her panties. Why do I have to do this? This is for the team. It's for Otokawa. I have to do what Kanada says right now. Slurp, lick, slurp. Kanada's panties become wet and translucent. With my saliva and juices, I can see her bits. I start to feel funny and my crotch gets hard and erect. This is great. I think I can finish faster. Kanada's cheeks are red. She scribbles in her notebook. Rub, grind, smash. This goes on until midnight. In the end, Kanada makes me come with her feet. Squirt, squirt. Well, the calculations are done. Yeah, I bet they are. It looks like you're finished too. Kanada smiles as she looks at the large amounts of semen on her feet and thighs. You can go now. Okay. I'll let you know if I need help again. Okay. I put my pants back on and get up listlessly and stumble out of Canada's room. Even if it's for Odakawa, why do I have to do this? 11th day, Wednesday. Wake up! Nudge, nudge. Ugh! Come on, wake up! Nudge, nudge. Wake up! Punch, punch. What? I can't sleep under this attack. I open my eyes slowly and get out of bed. My alarm hasn't gone off yet. I look at the clock and there's at least an hour of sleep time left. What? Why are you waking me up so early? I look at Odakawa sleepily. Exams are over. Let me sleep. I try to get back in bed. Stop right there. You have to attend morning training starting today. Morning training? What's that? Training for the game. We don't have time. We have to make good use of our free time in the morning. Isn't it enough that we work our butts off after school? Do we have to train in the morning too? Of course, we don't stand a chance of winning unless we work hard. You'll attend morning training every day until the game. But I'm not a morning person, and I won't get the sleep I need. Stop whining. If you get 7 hours sleep, that's plenty. Stop making excuses and get up. You're wasting time. She pulls on my arm. Ouch, I'll get up. Then don't lollygag. Come right down. Odakawa leaves the room. Damn, the exams are finally over, and now this? Good morning. I change, wash my face, and go to the dining room. Everyone's already down. I guess I'm the last one. If you don't eat fast, we're gonna leave you behind. The second I start eating, everyone finishes and they set about getting ready for school. Wait, hang on! I shove the food in my mouth and wash it down with milk. I shove the rest of my bread in my mouth and follow them out of the dorm. I've changed into my uniform. I yawn several times. I warm up playing catch with Takigawa. Odakawa is practicing pitching with Isobe. Miyagishi is working on her batting. Kaneda must be busy working on the secret weapon. She went straight to the science club. Everyone gets into practice. I guess I can't slack off, so I continue to work out with Takigawa. Thunk! I try to catch the ball while yawning. I totally miss and catch the ball with my face. Ouch! Hey! Stop spacing out and pay attention! We're first and second. If you make a mistake like that during the game, we'll get slaughtered. I know, I was just spacing out a little. I make sure that my nose isn't bleeding. I focus and throw the ball back. Whoosh! Slam! See, I'm fine now, so give it your best. The pain woke me up. I really have to get serious about practicing. Here you go. Whoosh! Slam! I'm tired. I enter the classroom exhausted. I practically fall into my chair. I'm not used to working out like this in the morning, so it's really rough for me. Hey, why do you look like you're about to die? Pseudo sees me like this and asks. Morning training. Morning training? For baseball? Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys are playing against Leona Morimoto, right? It's all over school. Is that why you're practicing in the morning? We don't have a choice. We have to win. Rumor has it that she brought in an exchange student from abroad just for the game. Yeah, she's no joke. Did you see her? What's she like? She's just your type. Really? Wow, she's that hot, huh? I must definitely add her to my collection. I don't get many opportunities to shoot foreigners. Not like that. Sudo says happily and goes back to his seat. This guy. Everyone take your seats. The teacher comes in as the bell rings. She has a stack of test results in her hands. Today is the day we get our test results. I look nervously at the stack of answer sheets. I wait patiently for them to be returned. There's no way I got a black mark. But I can't be sure... I can't be sure yet. It's highly unlikely, but not entirely out of the question. I will now return the answer sheets. She calls out the names and people go up to get their tests. I sit silently and wait for my turn. I hear my name. I get up slowly from the chair. I walk up to Miss Matsuno and take my answer sheet. You did well. I guess all of my worries were for nothing. She says to me and smiles. When I hear this, I look down at the score written on the answer sheet. Well, wow! Even I'm surprised at the score. 95, that's what it says. I return to my seat in shock. I look at the score again and am shocked. I did have a vague idea, but it still seems unreal. I feel like I'm looking at someone else's test. That's what studying does. All the tests have been returned. Classes are finished. There are tests with great scores lined up on my desk. I can't believe all these scores. It's all thanks to Odakawa. I'm sitting there admiring them when Odakawa comes over to ask how I did. How'd you do? Look, I proudly show the test to her. Wow, your scores are pretty much the same as mine. Well, yeah, she's the one who tutored me. It's all thanks to you. I was worried about you, but now I'm relieved. But you can't relax yet. You have to concentrate on baseball practice starting today. I know. Hey, how'd it go? Sudo sees us talking and comes over. Sudo looks at all the tests lined up on my desk. Wow, that's impressive. I can't believe you did so well. I thought you barely passed. How about you? Me? I did great, of course. Who do you think I am? You're a regular cheat. Stop with your accusations. You don't have proof. Let's get to baseball practice. What? Already? We don't have any time. We can't waste a single moment. Alright. I obey Odakawa. I put away my tests. Man, the tests are over and you have to start practice right away. You've got it rough. I wish I could get someone to take my place. Come on, let's go. Yes, yes, coming. I grab my bag and run out to meet Odakawa, who's waiting in the hallway. Odakawa and I get out to the field. Everyone's already there. I see Kaneda. It seems that her secret weapon is completed. We both go over to her. Hey, here they are. Everything's ready. Clang. Canada says and takes a piece of clothing made of tubes or some sort. That's the secret weapon? I examine the contraption. It looks like something to be worn, but I can't tell at all how it works. You want me to put this on and pitch? Canada nods to confirm Odakawa's question. How in the hell does this thing work? You wouldn't understand it even if I explained it. It's basically like a major league training brace. But this won't build muscle. Just by wearing it, you can gain power. So if I put it on, I can throw a fastball? No, if you put it on, it would only exaggerate your inability to throw. Heh. So put it on and throw, Odakawa. Let's see how this thing works. Everyone agrees. Odakawa's our ray of hope. If this doesn't work, the baseball club is doomed. Fine, how do I put it on? Odakawa looks at the brace, confused. You have to take your clothes off. It won't work unless it's directly on your skin. Then I can't do it here. You don't have to worry about us. Put it on here. I want to see how it goes on. Takagawa nods his head in agreement. Your face is plenty funny. Stop joking. Odakawa snaps and turns away. She and Canada head for the school building. They come back about 10 minutes later. Odakawa doesn't look any different than she did before. Thanks for waiting. Huh, you can tell with all your clothes on. You can't tell with all your clothes on. That's what's good about it. If it's obvious, they'll say something. You've got a point. So go ahead and throw. Takagawa, make sure you clock it. I will. Odakawa and Isabe take their positions. We wait with great anticipation for Otakawa's pitch. Canada and Odakawa are on the mound talking for a while. Finally, the time comes. Whenever you're ready. Odakawa focuses. She slowly moves the arm that is holding the ball. Odakawa winds up slowly with perfect form. Stand. The ball comes flying out of her hand, which is like a whip. Whoosh! Whoosh! The ball travels faster than we've ever seen it and flies perfectly right into Isabe's mitt. Slam! The ball flies into the mitt. Isabe's face twists because it's so strong. We're in complete awe. Wow. How fast was it? I snap out of it and ask Takagawa. Takagawa looks at the display on the speed gun. 151 kilometers. No way. I'm stunned at the speed. No one who just started pitching can throw that fast. And Odakawa's a girl. At this speed, you're gonna give that Linda girl a run for her money. That's a given. Huh? Canada isn't surprised at all. She's acting as though it's a no-brainer. It can go faster. If I adjust it, it can go faster. Are you serious? So it's not just a dream for 160? I don't know. It depends on her. I can turn up the power, but there are limitations to the human body. If you go over the limit, her body won't be able to handle it. What do you mean? If you go over the limit, the body will break. At best, a dislocation. The muscle can tear off the bone. What is it gonna... Wow. What? Is it gonna be okay? Don't worry. It's my job to make adjustments so that doesn't happen. Kanada uses the laptop she brought to look up some data. How was it? Isabe and Odakella run over to hear the results. Wow, 151 kilometers. No wonder my hand hurts. My fingers are still tingling. Now we can make Leona Morimoto whimper. Ouch. I see Irokawa's face twist in pain. I remember what Kanada said. Are you okay? Does your arm hurt? It's okay. It only hurts a little. It seems that it's more of a strain on her arm than we thought. I can see that. Under normal circumstances, there's no way she could throw like that, and this machine is forcing it to happen. Does it hurt? A bit. But it's okay. It'll be fine when I get used to it. My body hasn't adjusted to the contraption. If I throw about 10 more balls, I'll get the hang of it. Odakawa smiles, but I know she's just trying to be strong. I'll use the data we get today to make adjustments. It should be less of a strain on your body by tomorrow. Thank you. Hey, Kanada, can you make one for me too? Isabe is jealous. He asked Kanada for one too. And if we all had one, we'd be invincible. No. Do you have any idea how much it costs to make one of those? And it just so happened that Odakawa was the perfect candidate to get data off of. You're abnormal. Heh. We don't have a lot of time, so let's practice. And so we begin to practice in preparation for our game. Offensive positions, defensive positions, and people like me who are learning from square one. Most of us are like me, but we have to give it our all. Seeing Odakawa's throws, we all feel hopeful and motivated. 2 more days left. We have to get good enough to win in those 2 days. We don't have the luxury of regrets after the fact. We ran after the ball until we were utterly exhausted and covered in sweat. 11th day. Oh, excuse me, it's the 12th day, Thursday. Okay, this is where we're going to end it for now. So, the tests are done, and they're training, and the game. Hopefully, next time I'll be able to actually start reading for the game itself, which is actually really good. And if you can't wait, there is a hentai adaptation that's actually worth watching of this. And when I mean watching, I'm talking about the last episode is a full-on anime. Like, there's no adult scenes in it at all. It's weird because, like, 1 through 4 is full hentai, and then 5 is just full-on anime. Like, there's no sex at all. It could be a regular anime episode. You never know it was hentai. Really interesting how they did that. But, definitely check out that if you want to see the game animated, because it's actually pretty well done. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with more discipline. Stay tuned.